We got a big 50th anniversary celebration coming up later this week to talk about. How have you been?
Good, Jeff. How are you?
Great.
Yeah,
fall is great for golf, too, right?
It is, yep.
You said maybe have to use an orange or yellow ball to find it in the leaves.
Yeah, but I haven't put the clubs away yet.
Yeah, good, good. Well, around here, you can keep them out for quite a while.
Yeah.
So the last time you were in, we talked about Direct Support Professionals Week, and I just want to know, how did that all go?
It went great. We had a great week celebrating our direct staff. We had a lot of different celebrations, things that went on each day. We were able to honor our years of service. We announced and honored our Simply the Best for the year. We had the mayor there. It was a great week with a lot of celebration and appreciation for our direct staff.
Well, anytime Mike Villanueva is there, you got a party.
Absolutely. Right? Yeah.
So last time you were here, I asked you just to explain a little bit more about what you're about, and we can't hear that enough times. So again, just tell us a little bit about the ABS story.
Yep. So ABS is an organization that supports adults with disabilities here in the Yankton community. Our mission statement is to provide opportunities for enriched lives. So having them be engaged in the community, valued members of the community, interacting within the Yankton community, and just kind of staying active. We support around 120 individuals throughout the Yankton community with different services and supports, whether it's residential, day facility, we have supported employment, we have community day services, kind of a wide variety of services and supports.
So if you have 120 folks that you serve, how many staff do you need to do that?
Yeah, around the same. We've got around 110, 115 staff as well. That's including our business office and our facility day staff and then residential staff. Our main office is on 909 West 23rd Street. It's kind of down 23rd, right past the railroad tracks.
Yeah, when the trains go through, you know it.
We do, yep. And we have a lot of individuals that kind of keep us in the loop, too, when a train's coming. If we don't hear it, we can see it. So we also have 10 residential locations. I don't think people recognize that. You know, 8 of them are properties that we own that are all throughout the Yankton community, kind of integrated within the community.
Outstanding. Thanks for sharing that again. I want to focus today on your 50th anniversary, and that's this Thursday?
Correct. Yep, October 2nd. We will have an open house. We will have some light refreshments and then offering tours of our facility day program. We, you know, over the last 10 years, we've done a lot of updates. We've added a whole new courtyard that was dedicated in honor of the Christensen family. We also have a new sensory snoozalon room that we will be showing off and kind of showing off our day facility.
All right, but say that again. What kind of room?
Snoozalon room.
Tell me more about that.
It's a sensory room. So there's a lot of different activities in there that some of our individuals will spend time in, kind of a quiet, more sensory to kind of meet their needs when they maybe are feeling overstimulated.
Nice.
Yep.
All right, so it's this Thursday. What's the time on the open house?
From 4 to 6, an open house. Yep. So Ability Building Services opened in 1975. Most of you might remember us as the Yankton Area Adjustment Training Center. And then we did change our name about 20 years ago. And then it more aligns with what kind of our vision is and our mission statement, which is improving opportunities for enriched lives. So we changed the name to Ability Building Services and kind of transitioned away from that Area Adjustment Training Center name.
Kind of fits better with what you do, Ability Building Services.
It does.
How long have you been there, if you don't mind saying, of those 50 years?
Sure, I've been there 16.
Okay.
Yep, and I started as a direct support professional and then have moved into different roles.
Are you the longest tenured out there?
No. Okay. We just celebrated during our direct support professional week. We celebrated staff that celebrated 40 years. Last year, we had another staff that celebrated 40. We've got around 3 or 4 staff that are in the 40 plus years of services at ABS.
Well, then there must be something there that some people don't realize, how rewarding it can be, how satisfying it can be. It's good to help people.
It is. Yep. And we're like a family. ABS has become part of my family, and enriching people's lives and spending time with them and getting to know them, supporting them to be active members in the community is what we're all about.
All right. So what's going to happen at the open house? If people stop out, what can they expect to take part in?
Yeah, we'll have some light refreshments. We'll be offering tours. We're going to have a slideshow presentation. We're going to have banners of kind of a history of ABS, where we started to where we are today. So just kind of a little bit of conversation, kind of sharing where we are with what we're doing with services now and kind of where we're headed.
All right. Good chance to show off the place.
Absolutely. We're excited.
I'll be all decked out, I'm sure. And anything else coming up near future you want to mention or say to the good people of the area?
We are always accepting applications for staff. We have several full-time, part-time positions open. If you're interested, you can go to our website or follow us on Facebook. We have a lot of great pictures, stories. We kind of show different slideshows of kind of the seasons. So you might be able to catch some of our summer activities. Then we'll have some fall activities coming up too. So follow us on Facebook.
Well, if you do that Christmas dance again, let me know. I love being a part of that.
Absolutely. Yeah, good. It's always fun.
All right. Come to the open house this Thursday, 4 to 6 at Ability Building Services. Thanks, Nikki.
Thank you, Jeff.